Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Lincoln. He has just released a fantastic new record. It is called We'll See You Now, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Lincoln, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. How are you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing great, Austin. The record just came out on the 17th of August, and ever since then, my days have been busy trying to promote it, trying to get in touch with reviewers and stuff like that.
Totally.
So,
How
yeah,
do
it's
you
been good.
feel now that the record is out? Do you feel like a weight off your shoulders? Because I know, some of the most difficult parts can be putting the finishing touches on.
Yeah, though that I was, the weight of producing the record was over a long time ago, actually. Like I wound up this whole thing last year, by the end of last year,
Oh, wow. So it's been sitting
and
around
then
for a little bit.
it's been sitting around for a while. Yeah,
Okay.
I had to play. I did a couple of shows in between, and then I was just waiting for the right time to put it out there.
Yeah.
And August of this year seemed like the right, time to
No, I fully agree. It's very much still the summertime where I am right now in Los Angeles, and this feels like a very bright, vibrant, and like summery record. So I think it was a
Thank you.
good
Thank
call
you.
waiting. And like I said before we started recording, I thoroughly enjoyed this record. It's like
Thank you.
obviously very alternative rock based, but it's got a ton of other elements in it. We will get to that. The first thing that I
Sure.
really want to know about is like, what is it about? Is it a series of individual stories? Is there one, overarching message? Like, let's hear it.
So you answered both those things answer your question. It's a series of stories that encapsulate an overarching concept.
Got it.
Like, so the whole album, it's kind of like a dream state experience where someone's entering a doctor's office, and that's why you hear the narrative in the beginning. It's like someone comes to the hospital looking for help, and you hear the narrative in the beginning, like, please have a seat. Dr. Lincoln will see you now.
Right, which
So,
I think is amazing. Not to interrupt you, I
thank
do want to point out right now
you.
the whole doctor and like we'll see you now is such a nice play on words, but the way that you incorporated it into the record works so well.
Thank you.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. No, so all of these songs are like, the positive messages from like the negative experiences or like personal struggles that I've been through.
Sure.
So I put all of those stories together in one record, and then I decided to make it like a like it was mirroring the therapeutic process. So like the every song has this positive message to the listener, like, I've
Sure.
been through that. Whatever you're going through, whether it's harassment, whether it's bullying, whether it's breakups, getting ghosted by friends, and so I've
Been
been through all
there,
the struggles
yeah.
that so the overarching concept is like the entire thing mirrors a like a dream state therapeutic process, and then it the final the cover of the popular Christian song is because it's like the dream state is coming to an end, and
Right.
that's
No,
how I decided.
I love that because it's really difficult nowadays to put together a concept record. I feel that so many people focus on singles, and I'm not saying that there aren't songs on this record that have like, single capabilities, but what I really enjoyed about this as a whole is that it flows nicely from start to finish. Like it's a cohesive record, and yeah, there are standouts, but at the same time, like it just flows, which yeah, kind of feels like the album is becoming a lost art, which is such an unfortunate thing. And this is
That's fair.
not. So yeah, congrats to you on that.
Yeah, I'm a little old school, like I'm close to 40, and
Sure.
I come from an era where we listen to concept records, we listen
Right.
to full length albums till we, and before I started making music, the records that inspired me the most were what I would listen to from, like, as an
Sure, sure.
LP. Yeah,
Exactly.
so
No, that's what it's
when
all
I
about.
yeah so when I went when I set out so in my own musical goals, like, I made sure that I want to work in an album thing, like, rather than like what the industry is encouraging you to go through the singles thing. I thought
Right.
I should put together a full record. That'll make more sense than, you
Love
know.
it. It also allows you to express yourself and kind of show off who you are and like your breadth as an artist, which is always a nice thing. Obviously, as I mentioned as well, like this record is rooted in alternative rock, but there's a ton of other elements and styles that come into play. So I want to hear from you, like, how are you explaining this record to people when they ask, like, hey, what kind of music do you make? What kind of album did you put out? Like, what's the pitch for it, I suppose?
I can have a day's worth of conversation about
Oh, I'm
this,
sure of it, because there's, well, that's the thing,
but
is like
then
there's no right answer. It's all
yeah
up into interpretation,
Inter
but
interpretation yeah
yeah.
I'll but I can I'll make it like concise. I'll just explain it like in the
Sure.
simplest way I can. To me, it is an alt pop record because it borrows heavily from my pop and alternative influences. There's a lot of new wave also, which I grew up listening to,
Sure.
which I won't say it's a new wave record, but I have a lot of the Smiths kind of
Okay.
influence. I also have a lot of 90s influence. I also have a lot of 2000s influence. So it's all those years of listening culminating into a sound. That's all I can explain.
That's okay. No, it's totally fine.
I got one good feedback. Like there was a kid who reached out to me on Instagram and he said, I think you have found your own sound. So
Yes.
maybe I have that going on for me. I'm not sure because I'm not going to validate myself. You know, I'm not going to
Well,
blow my own horn.
you should be proud of yourself. I
Yeah, no.
understand that.
Yeah, but I don't want to like blow my own horn and say that I've come up with my own sound. But I'm not. I'm just like an emerging artist. So I don't have a lot of listeners as of yet. But
Sure.
the handful the few listeners that are actually reaching out have been giving me this feedback. So I think that's something to that's kind of a take home that I've come up with my own sound, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, hey, I love that. Listen, like everyone is pulling from an influence or an inspiration. It's really difficult to create your own sound. But if you infuse a little bit of everything, then yeah, maybe you can come out ahead and create something that's you. And that's important. And especially for someone who's continuing to make a name for themselves, it sort of begs the question, and I don't want to take away from this record too much, but like, have you looked forward towards new music after this? Like, do you have an idea how you potentially want to follow up? Do you want to experiment, try new things?
On my so this is my second record. Like there was one called Wallflower, which was very budget. I did it in a
Sure.
proper home, yeah,
Yeah,
home
I
studio setup,
understand.
yeah. With I would say that was mediocre at best.
Okay.
But then on this record, I made sure that I would step it up and go for that sound I was hearing in my head. So on my third record, I'm kind of ambitious. Like I want to go all out and do something even bigger, like evolve from what I have right now. Try and build on this and then evolve into a more produced sound than I have now. And I'm trying for that. On this record, I came a long way. I got a chance to work with a lot of artists from around the world. Like there's a drummer from Italy. There's a synthesist from Germany who worked with me.
Nice.
Couple of keyboardists, like
Yeah,
from around the
yeah.
world. Israel, a couple of places.
Sure.
So that just that experience taught me like, okay, on the next record, now I'm confident I know where to go from here. Like I know to get an even more appealing sound and a
Yeah.
more bolder sound than I have now. Yeah, that's in the works. I've started
Love
writing. I'm
that.
still writing, so I've never stopped making
Of
music.
course.
So yeah, I
I'm
have
not
like about
surprised by that. You
thank
can't
you.
stop a creative person from creating, even if, you're
Yeah.
working on another thing.
I understand. So I have like about roughly 8 to 10 songs that I'm working on. Probably I might add more to that list. I'm not sure, but
Okay.
I'm in the process of making new music. Probably I haven't it's decided there are no deadlines to my next record, but
No.
I'm working on it, yeah.
Very cool. I didn't realize that this was like literally a global project getting put together, but I love that, man. It's.
That happened by accident, actually. When I
Oh.
set out to work with some of my homeboys, and then some of them, a couple of guys had other projects that they were busy with, and I couldn't continue with them. So then I started, I was desperate to finish this record, and I started looking online for help. And I lucked into some really talented people. And
Barely,
it
yeah.
was fun because I was approaching them as an Indian English songwriter. And they were bringing their perspective into it. Like my drummer, I think her background is fusion. The synthesist I was working with, he's got some experience in classical music, and then he works with modular synthesizers. And a couple of people like that from various I got Will Allen Jr., an American brass section arranger, to arrange
Okay.
brass. Yeah, all the horn sections were
Sure,
arranged for
sure.
him. Then I had a Nashville string quartet play on a song called Get Burned.
Nice.
So I would send them like MIDI arrangements, like digital VST arrangements of what I wanted in terms of sound, and then they would take it apart, and then they would play it live and send it back to me. And
That is
that's how I
so
was, yeah.
cool. I mean,
So.
it feels like whether you liked it or not, you were always going to get a fusion record just based off who played on this thing. Everyone has brought
Yeah.
their own style and genre and expertise
Exactly.
and
Exactly.
years of knowledge into this, and
Exactly.
it's obviously shown.
This is like it was a lesson for me where like I found an opportunity when one door was closed, like it opened up a whole other world for me because I got a
Right.
chance to actually work with people outside of my comfort zone. So
Totally.
that was a big lesson for me
It's
while
amazing.
making this.
Well, considering that, this isn't your first record, it's your second, what are some other things that you learned along the process? Whether it either be like how to start a song differently or how to finish it up and know when it's done. Like, obviously, you're always learning. Yeah, what are some things you took? Probably a ton of things, if I had to guess.
I can summarize it into like quality control.
Sure.
Just there's a friend of mine who does all my music videos, and he always tells me, dude, whatever you put out there, make sure it has QC. Like, make sure
Of course.
give attention to quality. And that's one thing I learned in this whole process. Like I had this habit of putting out like very early demos out there, and I would
Sure.
but then on this record, that's the most important lesson I did, was like before I sent my stems to the mixing desk, I made sure that everything sounded pristine, everything sounded top-notch here at my studio before I send it out
Yeah.
for a final mix master process. I learned a ton about sound design and about how I mean, I would say, like, I can tell you at the cost of sounding a little bit cocky, like I can tell you, like
Dude, you
I'm
have
really
every
good.
right to be cocky.
I,
Do your
yeah,
thing, seriously.
yeah. No, I mean, I consider myself a kick-ass songwriter.
Yeah.
But then, my weakness is like my kryptonite is when it comes to sound design. So in this particular record, I stepped up that game. Like I learned how to get a good sound, because I would hear catchy stuff in my head, but then when I would record it wouldn't sound as equally pristine as I had heard in my head. But then I had to dub multiple times. I had to delete and then rework on the tracks many times till I got that perfect sound I was looking for.
Yeah.
So I learned how to dial in the proper sound to be able to get like an industry standard production. So that was my main take home,
Love
while
that.
academic thing that I took home from this whole process.
That's amazing though, because yeah, like, and you're gonna take that knowledge, you're gonna apply it to your third record. And I
Hopefully.
think, hopefully, and I think, like, as an independent artist, it's so incredibly difficult to be good at everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that people realize that it's not just playing the instruments and the production. Like, obviously, the
No, you're
business side
you're
comes into
you're
it. You got
you're
to
the
promote.
manager.
You're
You're the
everything.
manager. You're everything.
You are
You're
everything.
the designer. You come up with the album art. You come up with the costumes for your music video. You come up with the
Right.
budget for everything.
Exactly. Yeah, there are 10 million things that you would need to know. And yeah, just getting it done on one record would be impossible. And you might not figure it out on your third, fourth, or fifth, but you're always going to be kind of like refining those skills and getting better at it. It's amazing. You apply it to your life as well.
Yeah, music gives you that freedom, like
Absolutely.
to keep on creating, keep on learning, and that's the reason I gravitated towards music. Like I
Yeah.
find no matter how difficult it gets, the whole process of making it, you know, getting involved
Sure.
in writing, coming up with something catchy. I mean, it's not, I don't force it. It's not like
No.
I sit and calculate, like I want a song to sound this particular way. It mostly just happens, you know, just I'll be noodling around with the guitar, probably just thinking about something when I get something that's catchy, and then I make a rough recording of it.
There you
So that
go.
whole, yeah, so that whole thing is very rewarding. Like it, you know, yeah, it gives you
No,
so much
I
of
totally
personal growth.
understand. Everyone has their own process. Like, no two people are going to make music the exact same way. And that's
No,
the
but
cool
it's
part.
the I mean the bottom line is it's very rewarding. It's
Right.
no matter how much of difficulties you have to go through initially, it's very rewarding.
Exactly. So for those that may not know, you are currently in India. And I think I've definitely interviewed people from all over the world at this point, but I don't think from India. So I would love to know, like, what is the music scene like in your area, or I guess in your local area?
My local area focuses on mainly on regional language,
Okay.
which is the local language is called Malayalam, and they focus on it's the music sounds similar to what I make, but then they focus and there are more takers for regional language here in Kerala than there is for English like I do. But there are a handful of bands. There are a handful of musicians, solo artists, and bands. Just like, I mean, similar to me,
Yeah.
there are thrash metal outfits. I don't know. There's all kinds of,
So, yeah.
I think there's a progressive, experimental group from very close to where I live.
That's awesome.
There's a couple of kids that are exploring glam rock. Like they're bringing that whole Motley Crue thing back. So yeah, so
That's
there, so
awesome.
there's so so there's a there's
Sure.
a there's a decent scene. I wouldn't say it's like it's not big,
That's
but there's
okay.
like
It's better
yeah,
than
about 10,
nothing.
better than nothing. Yeah, there's 10,
Nice.
15 bands that are really trying have their own sound, have their own like indie thing going on,
Yeah.
which is not you know, we don't it's not like a it's not like an elitist thing, but we don't identify with the commercial Indian music. Like we have our own thing going on, like.
Yeah. Is there an opportunity for you to play in a live setting at all?
There are festivals, yes. There are
Yeah.
festivals that yeah, that mostly happen year end, because year end is when India has a lot of holidays and things. So the northeast of India is known for these massive 3 day, 4 day festivals,
Sure.
where I was invited at one of those last year, and that marked my stage debut.
Awesome. Congrats
I was
on that.
lucky. Yeah, I was super lucky. They gave me a sub-headlining slot on day two. They gave me the night stage day
Hell
two, so
yeah.
that was huge. So it is happening. There's a Lollapalooza India that's been on since the last year,
Yep, I
since
saw
last year.
that.
Yeah,
That just
yeah,
started.
yeah. So there's a so it the independent scene in India is opening up, and also international artists are coming and performing in major cities in India. So we're slowly getting there. We're
No, it's listen, it's
we're
amazing. I
yeah.
mean, obviously it's the power of the internet and stuff like that, but there's also so many people that live in India. It feels like an untapped market for bands all over the world that can come and, like
It's true.
make a point for themselves.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
There's yeah. I mean, I listen to a lot of obscure artists from around the world. Like
Sure.
I'm on that. There's so many of them like me
So many.
who yeah, discovering music from that's outside of India and then
Everything,
being
right?
inspired by
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
absolutely. I love that. I have a couple more for you. I want to know, we are sort of in the process of wrapping this year up in a way. We got a few more months. What does the rest of your year look like? What are some things that you'd like to do or anything that might be in the works?
I'm hoping I can get a launch tour on the way,
Okay.
like you know, because there's the major cities in India. There are venues where I can actually go and showcase my work.
Sure.
So I'm figuring out. I'm in touch with a couple of guys that booking agents. I'm just trying to get a few dates in a few cities across India where I can play, you know, the Hard Rock cafes and etc. There are a few places where we can actually go and plug this entire record there live.
Nice.
So I have a band, couple of guys who session with me. So I'm planning to, hopefully tour this year, the rest of the year. And also it's not too late to get into the festival circuit as well, because there's festivals are happening between October and February of next year. It starts in October. So I'm in touch with a few organizers. I'm trying to get into one of those rosters, few of those rosters. So
Okay, cool.
I'm in the process of figuring that whole thing out.
Yeah, another thing that you need to figure out, and there's no step-by-step guide on how to do it, but you do it.
Yeah, that's the real showcase of everything a musician does. You know, it's not the studio, it's actually playing live. So
Exactly.
to be able to get yourself out there, that's the most difficult part. I'm
Totally.
trying. I'm
Well,
trying.
one thing I will say is that your music is very appealing to the masses, and I feel like once
Thank you.
people listen to it in a recorded setting,
Yes.
they would love to have you at their events, and I truly do mean that.
Yeah. Austin, is there any song that you liked in particular from the entire record? Like,
You
did you enjoy?
know, people ask me that a lot for all
Okay.
their records,
Okay.
and
Okay.
it's not a matter of like playing favorites or anything like that, so I'm not going to say, but I will say though is that it always goes back to the cohesiveness of the record. When I listen to the full record,
I understand.
I don't want one song to stand out. I want it to flow nicely. I don't want
I
one
understand.
song to be a 10 and the rest to be fives. You know
I
what I'm
understand.
saying? And
I
that's not
understand.
how this record goes. So that's
I
what I will
understand.
say to
Got it. Got it.
you. You're yeah,
No, I totally
but I
understand. I
really
totally.
do like it.
It makes sense. It makes sense to not really. I understand that. Like, you know, to call favorites and
Yeah.
to actually accept a record for what it is. That's
Exactly, because you
that's
didn't
really
put
awesome.
one
Yeah.
song out, you put out a body of work, and that's what should be reflected. Anyway,
Understand.
my last question for you here is basically for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your record for the first time?
This record is going to heal you. It's going to heal you. I think my music has a thing where it makes one feel good. If you're having a shitty day, I promise you this record can lighten up your day. Like it can make you feel better instantly. Trust me on this. And if any of you watching this is going to listen to this record and give it a chance, I can assure you that it's going to heal you, and it's going to brighten your entire day.
That's as good
So
as it gets right there. Truly, no, that's a great answer and a perfect kind of closing statement here.
thank you.
Obviously, I want to thank you so much for being here, but I also want to plug your music for you one more time before we get going. So, if you missed it, I'm speaking with Dr. Lincoln. His record is called We'll See You Now. And of course, we will have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and obviously stay in touch. It sounds like there's a lot on the way in terms of performances and potential new music, so I see no better time than to pay attention than right now. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Like, it means a lot to get to speak with great artists who make great music. So thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Actually, I don't know what time it is. What
It's
time is
11
it?
p.m. It's 12. It's
Okay.
no,
All
it's close to
right.
12. It's midnight. It's close to 12.
I'm so sorry. Then
I have
have a
a
great sleep and
no, I have a baby, so he's
oh
gonna get up
geez.
anytime now, so
Okay, well then yeah, maybe not. Wow, that's amazing. The world is wild. Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time. Seriously, I
Austin.
hope you have a great
Thank you.
night and I hope to speak soon.
You too, Austin. Take care.
Awesome.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.